back on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And we welcome you back here from the home of the Lions, Jackson Liberty. We get set for the start of the second half here, a second half that will start under the guidelines of the mercy rule. Anything 35 points or more, the clock runs except on scores, injuries, or timeouts, and that is where we will play at least for a while. The Lions of Liberty would have to make quite a comeback to get back into this game. Now, for Jackson Memorial, we heard from their head coach, Walt Kristofic, who told us going out at halftime, his starters are done. I mean, unless there's some sort of complete change around in this game, his starters have the rest of the night off, so it'll be at least the twos and in some cases probably the threes to get a little bit of run in this one here tonight. And it will be Jackson Liberty that will start with the football here in the third quarter. Idea for the Lions is, you know, I would think just, hey, can we get something on the scoreboard? Can we put together a nice drive? Can we maybe win the third quarter and then try and win the fourth quarter if that's possible? Four touchdowns apiece for the Jaguars in the first and in the second quarter, eight total for the half.
I think Billups returned every kickoff.
Everyone but one.
Okay.
Ribolina did the other, and he will do here to start the second half. Up the middle, gets close to the 40-yard line. That'll be about a 17-yard return, started at the 23. Decent field position for the Lions to start here. Certainly their best field position of the night. It'll be first and 10 for Liberty. And, you know, quick question for you. We talk, obviously, about Jackson Memorial pulling their guys. At what point do maybe the Lions substitute some guys in hopes of not getting anyone hurt? Same maybe thought process just a little bit.
Yeah, I would say maybe not until the very end. I think they want to try and definitely score here. I don't think they pull anybody.
They come back out with their regular set to begin here. Ryan Van Wickle, the 5'10 junior quarterback, will start. He will send Ribolina across the formation from right to left. Set up two receiver sets to that side to give to Regina off of the right side. He'll pick up four, get to the 44-yard line.
You know, and no matter how much you practice, Matt and Kevin, you know that it becomes basically a Chinese fire drill here on the sideline for Jackson, especially when it comes to special teams, because you usually don't have full teams for special teams. You have backups. And, you know, to have a guy short or two guys short or who's late running on the field, you may see some of that on Jackson. That doesn't mean they're organized. It's just that kind of situation.
Slot receiver combo to the left. Ribolina in motion, seals the edge, and then Regina goes the other way, the offensive right. He'll get four more to set up third and short. You know, you'd have to almost think, Ed, that for Memorial, much of that halftime was probably making those types of changes in lineups.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. I've been in that situation a few times in the locker room, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're talking to your special teams coach saying, okay, get me a second team ready to kick off and to punt, you know, especially the punt team and the punt return team. Those are the two biggest ones.
Third and a short two. Lions looking for the first down. Fumble. Will not get
fumble.
It. Fumble on the play, and Memorial gets it back. Regina could not hang on to it, and a host of Memorial players in there.
I think it was Connor Boehringer, number 20, who might have came up with the loose ball.
I think it'll be Dan Baker, Matt, in at quarterback, I believe, correct? Number one? He'll take over for Jameo? Yes, it is.
Dan Barker, the 6'2 sophomore. He will run the show here. Split wide receiver set. Give up the middle. Will go to Connor Testa, number two, third tailback that we've seen here tonight. He will lose two to set up second and 12. That tackle made by number 55, Gerald Goodman.
And again, just to remind our audience, we are in running clock mode right now.
Second down for the Jags.
Manchester on the schedule next weekend for Jackson Liberty. Second down and 12. Testa gets it again. Big hole up the middle. Will work his way forward and be right at the yard marker for a first down. needed 12, and they will eyeball this one, and it is right at the stick. They'll say third down and about a half a yard.
Ryan Barbato made that last stop for the Lions.
Testa stays in as the tailback. He'll get the carry. Off tackle right side, runs through one tackle, and again right at the yard marker. Forward progress will have it. As it's spotted at the 35-yard line, the chains will move. 1 yard pickup. Less than 8 minutes to go, 7:45 and running.
Rodney Griffin with the last stop. Pretty good tackle for the Lions.
Expect to see the Jaguars, you would think, keep it on the ground predominantly here and take some time in the huddle just to try to shorten the game as much as they can. Split wide receiver set. Out of the I formation, Testa gets it for the fourth consecutive carry and slams his way off the right side to the 30-yard line. 5 yard pickup, Ryan Brennan there. And we've seen so many of these games, Brick Memorial, all the Toms Rivers. When there's a blowout on one side, you've got to be careful because these guys are people that work within your district, and sometimes the blood can boil over a little bit.
Well, I do have some interesting news on that situation, which I can't really discuss on the air, but I will discuss with you guys during a break.
Okay. Well, you just upset whatever listenership
that's okay.
We had.
That's okay.
Second down and 5. Here's the give to Testa. Off the left side, he'll have the first down. And hard run down to the 20, a 10-yard pickup for Connor Testa, the junior. Pomeranke makes the tackle.
Matt, I can't wait. How about you?
I will go on the record and say by no means did the Jaguars run this score up. I mean, there were numerous turnovers in the first half. As you have repeated many times, Matt, during that first half, you have got to get your starters some playing time here to get ready for this tough, grueling A-South season.
Midway through the third quarter here. We'll go back in just a second on first down and 10. Barker directing some traffic, sets his receivers to the right side of the formation. And the give will be to Testa again, getting a bunch of work, this time dropped in the backfield for a 1 yard loss. Brennan again on the tackle. And let me go back to that for a second. That was not in any.
Oh, no, I understand.
To set you up, that was not my indication, but
no.
We've seen it happen before
when
the scores get out of hands and you're working with someone in your district.
Of course. There's some of these. I wouldn't be surprised, and I don't know this as a fact, that some of these coaches may teach in the opposite schools. You know, it happens all the time. So, no, by no means do I think that Jackson ran it up, and I didn't think you insinuated that, you know, with my comments, that's for sure.
Testa off the left side. This time we'll work down inside the 20, get to the 18, get the one back plus two more, 3 yard pickup. It'll be 3rd and 8.
Ryan Barbato with the stop, the last tackle. Listen, I honestly don't remember a game in where the starters were out before halftime. So this is just this honestly is just a mismatch on what it is.
Yes.
3rd down and 8 here. Memorial trying to keep the drive alive. Play action for Barker. He's going to roll right, try and get it himself.
Nice job there.
And we'll get tackled in the backfield. Stop made by Steve Schuster, sophomore linebacker.
How you doing with numbers, Matt, on the
we're working through it okay,
on Jackson Liberty? Kind of tough to see, isn't it?
It's
especially
actually,
being so far away.
It's not so bad. I remember years past their uniforms being very difficult to kind of look at. Not as bad this year. I actually like the gray with the red combo.
Yeah, luckily they're outlined in white. The red numbers are outlined in white, but it is not a, it's sort of like a pewter, I guess, gray. And
Ed going deep into the Crayola box tonight. 4th down and 8. 3:45 to go. It'll be Barker again, this time off the left side, looking for the first down. He'll have it inside the 10.
Fumbled, Matt, into the end zone.
And it looks like about the 5-yard line is where the one official has it spotted. No signal as to whose ball it is yet, however, and it will be Liberty football.
Yeah, it definitely came out early, and I think they're going to mark it in the field to play. So it was fumbled into the end zone, and that would have at least brought it out to the 20, Instead, they're going to put it, it looks like, on the five-yard line.
Give you an update on the Ocean-Neptune game. Ocean on the board to cut the Neptune lead to 30-20 with 4:43 left in the third quarter.
Kevin, what do you think? Tyler Thompson in the Penn State backfield in a couple years? Would you like to see that?
I don't know.
I think he is being recruited.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Only a junior.
Kevin right now is a key recruiting figure for Penn State with all the short conference guys heading that way.
I've delivered.
First and 10 up the middle. Nothing happening here.
Actually, Matt, I did see Kevin at, I believe it was Dick's Sporting Goods today, getting his rain gear ready for tomorrow night.
Oh, boy, it's going to be a mess.
He will be out in the open.
Yeah, no, you're right. A couple of other scores here. Toms River South has reeled off 33 straight points. They lead Donovan Catholic 33-7 in the fourth. Red Bank Catholic up on Long Branch 28-7. So the KZ is starting to open a little ground there.
Second down and 10. Quick throw over the middle, almost intercepted. Barker was on the coverage.
St. John Erskine, who just ran for a touchdown not that long ago, has thrown for one. Barnegat has a 19-7 lead on Manchester. That one also in the third quarter.
You know, these teams this year, Brick, you know, Barnegat, RBC, they're expected to win it all, you know. I mean, they have that favorite tag on them. And so there's a lot. They're playing under a lot of pressure, not only the players but the head coaches. A lot of pressure riding on some of those teams this year.
Third and 9, throw into the flat. Catch is made by number 32, Ribolina, who will rumble down the near sideline and clearly have the Lions' best play of the night. Gets it close to midfield, and finally a little bit of breathing room for this Jackson Liberty offense.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if that play matched their offensive total for the entire game.
Oh, easily, man.
Nice
easily,
play, yeah. Nice play.
Good Rivellino.
Speed. Yeah, Rivellino. Did show good speed in the open field. By the way, Matawana's on the board. They trail St. John Vianney 17-7.
Our third quarter flying by with the running clock. Inside of 30 seconds, still 50-0. No points here in the third. Van Wickle will check over to the sideline. Split the backs. Ball set from the left hash mark. And with a snap of the football, it'll be Liberty to take a timeout. We'll keep it here with 13 seconds left in this third quarter, 50-0. This is one of the three in which the clock will stop.
And you have to be rooting here for Jackson Liberty to score. I mean, sure, maybe the Jackson Memorial people aren't, but, you know, this is the opening game of the season. You know, these young Lions obviously have been spanked pretty good tonight and down in the dumps a bit. And you want to have something good happen for these young men before the night is over because they've worked just as hard to get ready for opening night as the team on the other side of the field.
Things have turned around just a little bit, Kevin. You just said 17-7. Matawan has added three more with a field goal, 37 yards out from Adam Elliott, so 17-10. Following Steve Falk from the Asbury Park Press in that one. His tweet reading, this is a different game than the first half, so it seems like maybe Matawan's starting to come on a little bit in that contest.
Against Vianney, yep.
First and 10 now, the clock back up and running. Van Wickle looking over the middle, wanting to throw. Stout the target. The flag on the far sideline should be a procedure illegal shift penalty against Jackson Liberty.
By the way, guys, the referees told me something interesting at halftime. They said the word spit to me, S-P-I-T, because I asked him about the running time, and he said spit. Scores, interceptions, scores, penalties, interception, and period.
No.
Timeout.
Timeout or touchdown.
Timeouts. I'm sorry. Spit.
Well,
I was close.
He was a gym teacher.
I just thought it was cute. I thought
good
it was
good with the colors and pewter, bad with the spelling.
S-P-I-T.
We step out for 30 seconds as our third quarter comes to a close. There is only one Ed Saraluka, and we are happy to have him on the broadcast. 50-0, our score. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.